This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people. Welcome back to the Pick of the Bunch. In this episode, I'm going to go through ways for you to create upsells so that you can basically sell more stuff, provide more value to your customers by offering more products and services, and some ideas around how to do this to help you basically increase revenue, increase sales, and get more out of your marketing spend by getting an increased return. In terms of announcements, we have a few things coming up at Basic Bananas. We've got a couple of new programs, which we're going to be launching during the month of July. So this month, as this podcast is released. So keep an eye on your emails if you're in our email list, because we've got some super cool things coming up. If you're not in the email list, you might want to head on over to basicbananas.com and opt in, subscribe yourself, and you can always opt out in any email. There's a link at the bottom, but we're going to be sharing some really super duper cool stuff. We've got a couple of free webinars coming up for our audience, and a couple of new workshop things, like really cool stuff coming up. We've been working hard at this. So jump across to basicbananas.com and throw yourself in the list there if you would like to check that out. It will be a lot of value. And I'll be sharing my screen as I go through a bunch of online strategies, kind of pulling back the curtains on what we do. So enjoy the show, enjoy the episode. And as always, we'd love to hear any of your thoughts, comments, and insights. You could share them with us on our podcast on basicbananas.com or in the reviews on iTunes, or once again, on social media. Just check out Basic Bananas and you will find us online. Enjoy the show. So let's rip into upsells. And what on earth are upsells? So we're going to be talking about, an upsell is typically when you've sold something, have you got something else to offer on top, like the icing on the cake? The very famous, would you like fries with that kind of approach from McDonald's? Now, upsells could come in many shapes and forms. Like, for example, you buy a car and then you upgrade to the leather seats, or you upgrade to, automatic windows or cruise control as an extra feature. An upsell could be that you buy a suit, and then the salesperson who sold you the suit asks if you'd like to have some shirts to match, or some shoes to match the suit, or some cufflinks even to match the suit. Any kind of upsell. Now, the reason an upsell is so crucial is because typically the upsell comes at kind of a very low cost. So what that means, as a standalone little sale, it could be reduced, like something like the would you like fries with that approach. They'll do the fries at a lower price, like they do them at a discounted rate, which they can afford to do because the outlay to get the person there has already happened. So for example, if you promote a product or service that you sell, somebody comes along and they buy that initial product from you. Well, it's kind of like your marketing spend has been, a bit of the margin of that sale has been chewed up by your marketing spend. So, for example, then if you tack on a little upsell, like you sell on an extra upsell that's maybe it costs you 50 cents to buy something and you sell it for a dollar. If you reduce that down to 75 cents as a bonus for people who had bought the previous product, then that, even though you're only getting 25 cents as a markup kind of thing as your margin there, that comes at zero acquisition. So the other 25 might have been spent on marketing anyway. So you've got this additional extra 25 that then sits on the top of what you made off your initial sale. And suddenly you've got that extra little 25 cents as a profit. Obviously a very low number example there, but just to make it really clear, you'll hear people say things like upsells come at zero acquisition costs. So there's no extra cost to acquire that sale. So therefore that sale is pretty much just like the icing on the cake. Sometimes it can be purely the profit. Obviously working with lots and lots of different businesses as Basic Bananas, sometimes it's that little extra upsell is actually where the whole business's profit lies. And so it is very important to look at your business, look at your products and services and think, what additional upsells can we offer? And I'll go through some ways to do that coming now. You might hear a little bit of traffic in the background here in today's episode. It's raining outside and the traffic sounds really loud. I'm here in Basic Bananas headquarters. I'm at home for once. So we're in Narrabeen on the northern beaches of Sydney. And you might hear a couple of the team on the phone in the background there as well. We're all busy bees working away. And so, okay, looking at upsells again. Now, everything should be sold in sequence is one way to think of things. So when we start working with people initially in more depth, we want to look at which products or services are your most common sales. So which one's the best seller? Like which is the easiest sale for you to make to the world? And you might find you have a common sale. What we will sometimes do is market that thing predominantly to the world. And then we look at what's the next step, the next offering, which would fit well with that initial sale. So if you've got a specific product you offer or service, like you might service cars, let's say you're an auto mechanic. The typical thing might be getting the car serviced. Then you could offer upgrades of other little offerings. It could be seat covers that you offer. It could be obviously servicing other parts or things to the car. Obviously, that probably goes without say that you're going to find if there's other things that need to be repaired, you're going to find them and fix them. So there could be things outside of that. It could be new tires and you start selling the tires yourself, or it could be car radios. Who knows? It could be it could even be an upsell to an alliance, actually. Here's a good spin on this as well. Because if you sell a product or service and you think, well, people just buy it once and they don't come back, like let's say you sell wedding dresses, for example. So you might sell a wedding dress. It's hard to say, would you like another wedding dress with that? What you could do, you can be a little bit creative. You could say, would you like a dress that's for the dancing later, like an adaptation of your wedding dress, which is like the ball, the party dress for later, you know, which is made from the same material and matches your dress. However, let's say you've sold both of them. What would be the next upsell? Like that might be the initial package. Well, then what you could do, even if you don't offer anything else, like you have no other products or services, you could look to someone else's business and you could simply refer them for a referral commission. So let's say if you sold wedding dresses, you could have a recommended jeweler who could do the earrings for the night, you know, or something like that, where it's a jeweler or a shoe store. You might have a jeweler and you recommend that jeweler. And then basically you could form an alliance where it's obviously give and take, but you could form an agreement where you say, you know, anyone you refer, you get a kickback on their sales to that customer if you've referred them, of course. So you could make additional revenue on something that you don't even sell yourself. It could be just referring someone else. An interesting way to look at this too, you could look at low entry point offerings. So if you have something that's low cost and people tend to buy a lot of that thing, you could be then offering them a bigger, higher priced item. So people generally tend to think of upsells as, or, you know, upsell, downsell, cross sell, round the corner sell. They don't necessarily say that one, but they are the upsell, downsell, cross sell, all these things, whatever you want to call it. It's something extra that you can tack on afterwards. You can go down, like you could be the would you like fries is a smaller offering. Or if someone's bought a suit from you, you know, you sell the shirts. Or if someone's bought the car, you then sell the extra accessories. So that's kind of like going down, like a smaller priced thing to top it up, top up the sale. You can go bigger as well. There's no reason that you can't get people's attention with a lower priced item that you offer. You wow the socks off them with your amazing service that you provide with that low priced item. And then you ask, would you like, or, you know, to potentially upgrade, and you have a big high priced offering available as well. So you could be moving them up to the next, you know, something larger. We often see most businesses tend to go, what else can I tack on? Like what other little thing can I tack on? It could be going the other way for you. It could be tacking on a high priced thing, you know, item or product or service that you offer there as well. So what I suggest you do after this podcast is think about all the products and services that you sell and think, if someone buys one of these, what is the next thing they're likely to buy? Like if you sell 15 different things, maybe there's going to be a couple of different pathways. Like people who buy product A will be more likely to then buy you know, product B, you know, you put the B in place, or people who buy product D might not necessarily be likely to buy product B. You get the idea. So you have one product. What's the next thing that we should offer in line to make sure we promote this thing to anyone who buys product A are always promoted the next product, which they're most likely to buy. Then there might be a different pathway, yeah, where someone buys the you know, your fifth product down the product list. If they buy that product, what's the next thing that they're most likely to buy? It might not be the same sequence, obviously, for every product. If it sounds a little too complicated, you could just look at it and go, what's the most likely thing that anyone who buys any of these products are most likely to buy as the second step? And you can make sure you start promoting that, and you'll probably see some initial spikes right away. In terms of ways to go about asking for these additional sales, obviously face-to-face is beautiful. So if you sell face-to-face, some of you might sell products online. So you could have a thank you email that goes out as an immediate follow-up, and it could say something like, thanks for your purchase of product A. As a, you know, an awesome, amazing welcome to the community, we'd have to love to also offer you product B. Or you might say, people who are interested in product A tend to also be interested in product B. If you'd like to grab it, here's the link. So you can do things in sequence where it's automated follow-up, or it's face-to-face. Or even if it's face-to-face, you could still send that thank you email with the additional kind of upsell opportunity in there as well. So there you go. I trust you've got the cogs turning on this one. And I'd like to hear how you go with this. So feel free to post through or share on any of Basic Bananas social media. Of course, myself and a couple of our marketing team are across all of the social media. So we see every comment and bit of feedback that you guys share with us on social media. You can tag us in as well. It's hashtag Basic Bananas. We see all those comments and things. And the handle is at Basic Bananas if you're on Instagram or any other platform. And yeah, love to hear how you go. So feel free to share. In terms of general news at Basic Bananas, we have a couple of things coming up. In keep an eye on your emails. If you're on our email list, a couple of really exciting things we've got. We've got the launch of a new offering, which will be pretty amazing. Something that we've been working on for a long time, our whole lives, not really, but the last, you know, say year. But obviously our whole lives of work have got us to this point where we can deliver this next offering. And it's pretty cool. So keep an eye. We're going to be launching, doing our first release, first announcement coming up this week. So keep an eye on your emails. We've also got a super duper kind of referral program for people who have been to our Blast Off workshop in the past. And we've got a workshop, a one-off workshop coming up around Know Your Numbers. This is just a one-off at this stage. We don't typically usually offer something like this, but it's been really popular with our members, training on understanding the numbers within your business and what your profit margins actually look like on each product and service that you offer, and how, you know, discounting can impact will impact your bottom line, how increased prices on certain items will increase your revenue at the end of the day. So if you're interested in upgrading your skill around knowing your numbers, check it out. It will be launched this week as well. So there's going to be a little bit of promotion around that. So keep an eye out, and hopefully we'll see you at one of these upcoming events. And once again, don't be shy to get in touch with any inquiries. If we can help you in any way, shape, or form moving forward, we'd love to hear from you. So until the next episode, thanks again. Take care. Share the love of this podcast. If you do know others who would benefit from this episode or any other episode of The Pick of the Bunch, we will send you 1,000 waves of good vibes for any referrals and any recommendations, sharing it with other people. Obviously, the reason we do this is to help other people and to make the lives of small business owners that much sweeter. So feel free to please do go ahead and share a like, share with friends and so on, the Pick of the Bunch podcast. And if you'd like to leave us a review, head on over to iTunes, and that helps us climb the rankings when it comes to podcasts and gets us in front of more people. So that is beautiful. Our mission, of course, is to help people to create a business that works for them, and so they don't have to be there all the time. You know, create a lifestyle, not only for yourself, but also for your team. And that's what we strive to do here at Basic Bananas, to create a business that supports a lifestyle that, you know, people were born to live. So hopefully we can be moving you along that path as well. Until next time, thanks again, guys, and stay awesome. We'll speak to you soon. Bye.
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.